Welcome back to another episode of the Sigma Jedi, brought to you by the Arcania Jedi Templar, here at Anchor Radio, Spotify, iTunes, or wherever else you listen to your podcast. Hey everybody, it's MJ coming at you another episode of Sigma Jedi. We are still talking about the 21 Rules for Life, aka Dedicato. We've already talked about what Dedicato is, where it came from. So we're going to skip that, and we're going to get into part four. On part four's episode, we're going to talk about resentments and complaints are appropriate, neither for oneself or for others. Do not let yourself be guided by the feelings of love or lust. In all things, have no preferences, and be indifferent to where you live. We might cover one more. I'm not quite positive. Let's see how long the episode takes, and we'll go from there. In case I did not do an actual intro, my name is MJ, aka MJ Hannigan. What does MJ stand for? Depends on who you are and where you know me in life. So we'll leave that there, and let's get into discussing more lessons from Dedicato. All right, so we're at number 9. Resentments in complaints are appropriate neither for oneself or for others. This is a double-edged sword when you look at it. Having resentments and complaints for things that you've done in this life, it's not going to do anything good for you. It's going to hold you back from success, whatever your version of success is. It's literally, resentments is kind of like the game of what if and if only, and you guys know how much I dislike that game. What if this happened? What if that happened? It didn't, so get over it. If only I did this. If only I did that. You didn't, so get over it. And having resentments, you know, we've all had great decisions in life. We've all had questionable decisions. It is what it is. But you can't resent what you've done, because everything that you've done has taken you and put you where you are right now. And you should be thankful for that. You should be thankful for the experiences that you had, because if you didn't have those, then you would not be able to relate, to identify, and to assist others. I mentioned on many podcasts before, my brothers were really curious when I said, I do not resent, you know, being a recovering addict. It doesn't bother me. You know, I am not ashamed of it. It's the place I've been in my life, and I'm okay with it. Why am I okay with it? Well, one, because, you know, it's part of my DNA. It is what it is. But the other is because if I never went through the things that I went through within my addiction and within my recovery, then I sure as hell would not be able to help other people. So I'm okay with that. Now that's the part about yourself. Let's talk about resentment towards other people. Where to even begin? Having resentments towards others is like drinking poison and hoping the other person dies. It's just not going to happen. By having resentments towards others, all you're going to do is carry negative energy that you don't need. I will be truthful. The other person does not care if you harbor resentments against them. To be honest, you are probably the last person they're thinking about. So why are you giving them that control? Why are you allowing people who don't care about you, who, you know, do not want you as part of their lives? Why do you care what, you know, why do you harbor resentments? Why do you care to give them power and control? You know, I've had exes who've done some crazy ass shit to me. And even some of the stuff, you know, I've seen, it's just like, wow. All right, cool. You do you, man. Like, you're not going to disturb me because, like, I'm over it, you know. I've had former friends who love to goat things and try to start friction where none exists, just, you know, to hopefully cause a reaction. And they're getting upset and they're getting desperate because it doesn't work. I don't harbor resentments. And if you harbor resentments against other people, again, you're going to limit your own growth. Let it go. You know, whatever happened to you, let it go. I'm not going to say trust these people again. I'm not going to say be friends with those people again. But, you know, come to peace with whatever situations happened and move on with life, because life is too short. It really is precious. And to stand around with resentments and, ill feelings towards others. You don't need that negativity built up in your body. It's going to create nothing but sickness and disorders. And again, it's going to lead nowhere good. All right, moving on. Do not let yourself be guided by feelings of lust or love. Huh. That takes every married person out of the equation, right? All right, we have love for people. And we can talk about lust, but let's focus on love. When you read this and it's, do not be guided by feelings of love. This actually comes to a really weird place because at this point it gets taken out of the context of romantic relationships and talks about your friends. There are people in my life that I have the utmost love for. I truly do. But I cannot allow that love to blind me to different things. One of the biggest things of addiction is finding people who are going to enable you because you don't want to see the person that you love suffer. So they go and get what they need and you kind of overlook it, which is able you enabling it in quite literally a situation where you are loving your friend or your romantic partner or whatever to death. So, you have to think logically. If you have to take a step away from the situation to take your emotions, how you feel about that person out of the equation and make logical, rational, reasonable decisions. If you don't do that, then you're literally gonna build your house on the beach and it's gonna get wiped away by morning tide. Allowing emotions to take control of your decision-making process. Of course, we can talk about there is an emotion there space. We could definitely talk about that part of Jedi Code if you like, but I'm gonna try to keep this one kind of brief because this one is really just that simple. Do not allow your emotions to make your decisions. Think of logic, think of reasoning, and allow those to be your deciding factors, not just how you feel about this individual this day. All right, so that was number 10. Number 11, in all things, have no preference. This just reminds me of the conversation when you have your significant other, when you say, what do you want for dinner? And it becomes an argument because what you want is the other person doesn't, or they don't know what they want. I'm actually really guilty of this one. When it talks about having no preferences, it's trying to find the best way to actually word this one. I simply don't care that much about a lot of things. I mean, my ex-wife comes home and she's like, hey, I want to go and I may go into your room and change your bed sheets. You're okay with that? Sure, whatever. Hey, I got this new stuff to put into, what about if we get these new pictures and put them in this room? What TV do you want me to pick up and put in your room? It's weird to actually have that conversation with your ex and split a house. That is kind of an interesting concept. But it works. But whatever my ex wants to do to the house, I really simply just don't care that much. I really have no preference. And if she wants to go out to eat, I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever, let's go. And I really don't care where we go to eat. Like, to be honest, for me, food is just food. And it simply it is what it is. But yeah, obviously I don't eat like nasty ass fast food. I try to avoid it as much as humanly possible. But I really don't have a preference in it. If my wife wants to go or ex-wife wants to go and eat somewhere, cool, let's go. I don't get hung up on the details. I really just simply don't care that much because if the other person really wants to have an experience, then I will go with them and have that experience with them. If they really want to go and, if my ex wants to go check out a restaurant, cool, let's go. I'll help her with that experience. If one of my friends wants to go and check out a different meeting than we normally go to, okay, cool, let's go. I'll go and support my friend to help them have their experience. I don't care that much. Where I am picky about is my workouts. But even then, I have memberships for the YMCA, I have memberships for Planet Fitness. So depending on where I'm at that day, between the YMCA and Planet Fitness, there's at least 10 different gyms in the city of Wichita for me to go to. And none of them are truthfully that far away. In fact, for my house right now, I have at least seven of my gyms within a 3 mile radius. But don't get caught up on the details. Don't get caught up on preferences and whatever, because sometimes you gotta think outside the box. That's just the way life is. And if you get so busy looking for one very specific thing, then you're gonna miss a lot of experiences, and you could become very unhappy, with your life because of missing experiences. All right, number 12, be indifferent to where you live. This is definitely one thing that we could all say matches me quite well. It is still weird to publicly admit and talk about my home ownership concept. For years, I never talked about it, never mentioned it, simply because it's nobody's business. It's weird for me to be a homeowner. That is, I am the Jedi Drifter. I'm the one who will go and crash on people's couches. I'm the one who'll go and get like a monthly hotel room and stay there just for the experience. If I could right now, I would sell my house in a heartbeat, and that would be great, but it really wouldn't benefit Jennifer in the long run, so I cannot do that. But it is what it is. I am the person who could load up my Jeep with a tote of clothes and hit the road and go somewhere. I mean, honestly, just end up somewhere and I'm totally fine. I don't care about where I lay my head at night. I care about living life, and I care about enjoying what I have, enjoying time with my friends. Where I lay my head at night, I really simply just don't care. I don't. Because in all honesty, I am only home for a few hours a day, and of those hours, I'm pretty much asleep. So everything else I do when I'm away from my home. But, and again, if you live in one particular city for your entire life, and this is arguments I have with people on social media constantly, is when you get caught up in one city and one city's politics, you tend to believe that that is the way everywhere in the United States works. Every city, every state, that's just the way life is. When you get up and move from one city to the next, you learn and you'll have a different experience. What was normal in city X may not be normal in city Y. So getting out and having those experiences and learning from your environment, to me, is a really crucial thing. For Jedi realism, I personally recommend people get out of their home city and get out and see some different cities across the country. If you can travel abroad, then by all means, definitely do that. Learn, live, and have experiences. That's truly what we're about. That's what life is supposed to be about. Because let's be honest, we don't know what's going to happen when we are no longer alive. So why not have experiences in this life and see where it takes you versus, just being where it's comfortable, where it's normal. We really, truly have to get out of our comfort zone and just enjoy things. All right, I guess we will shoot for one more because thankfully I am keeping these episodes limited and I should be just under 20 minutes when this is done. So let's talk about a final one, a bonus one, if you will. Do not pursue the taste of good food. All right, in the time that this was written, good food and going out to eat was kind of a big thing. They didn't have all the entertainments that we have today way back when this was written. So I'm going to modify this a little bit. If you like the modification, great. If you don't like the modification, that's fine too. Basically, I see this as do not pursue luxuries. Do not just buy a brand for the brand's sake. Do not buy a brand because it's popular. Buy what you're gonna buy because you like it, not because this is fancy. This is expensive, so it's expensive, so it must be good. That's a foolish way to live. And buying brands, let's be truthful. Why would you support a brand that doesn't support you? I mean, everybody spends all this money on all the name brands' logos, and those logos simply don't care about you. Unless you want to buy a Jedi Realist Radio or King of Jedi Templar or Unified Jedi T-shirt, trust me, our brands will actually care about you. But overall, though, like Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Adidas, Bud Light, Target, Walmart, these companies don't care about you. They really don't. They want your money, and that's it. So, don't try buying Louis Vuitton when it's out of your means. Do not worry about having 50 pairs of shoes when you can barely afford rent. Don't seek expensive things for their own sake. Seek things that you like. Seek things that are within your budget. And save that money. And once again, get out there and enjoy life and have experiences. Don't just buy things because they're expensive. Again, buy in your means and use your excess money to travel, to spend time with loved ones, whatever. That money could be better spent. $300 for a pair of shoes is pretty ridiculous. I mean, if you got it like that, feel free. But that $300 can go a long way, to spend time with friends and to enjoy life. All right, everybody. It's going to be pretty much it for tonight's episode. And let me take one quick look here. We got about seven more concepts to discuss. So we'll break that off into two final episodes. So hopefully by early July, we will finish covering the Decato series. And we'll find a different Sigma Jedi series to discuss. We're probably going to talk about empathic and intuitive abilities. That's definitely high on my list of things I wanted to discuss. And that'll be, probably be the next series. And again, that'll either start in mid-July or maybe early August at the very latest. All right, everybody. As always, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. If you want to do us a favor and give us a follow on Spotify so we can help break the algorithm and get this message out to a larger variety of people. Again, this is Arcane Jedi Templar. So there's definitely a Jedi realism twang to what we discuss here. But guys, I'm also talking about my life. I'm talking about my addiction. I'm talking about my recovery. I'm talking about a thousand things. So there's kind of a little bit of something for everybody, depending how you listen to the episode. But again, if you give us a follow on Spotify, we'll appreciate it, or we do appreciate it. If you want to do sponsorship, go on Spotify. That's there. If you don't want to do sponsorship, then that's fine too. It's all good. Our content will always be free. It's about the message, not about the money. If you're interested in any of our t-shirts, let me know. We can definitely get those out. Those are always fun to have. And, as always, thank you guys so much for listening. If you're, want to check out more about Jedi Realism, definitely check out Unified Jedi Facebook group, as well as the Arcane Jedi Coffee House. And we'll see you next time. Love and light. This is Hannigan. I'm out.